Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
This year, you know, our theme has been restoring, building strong foundations.
今年我们的主题呢，就是我们要建立一个稳固的根基。
And we are so thankful for the faithfulness of God that causes our roots to go deep.
那我们非常感谢神的信实，它让我们能够深深的扎根。
And we've seen how God carries us through every kind of situation.
那我们会看见神带领我们走过每一种不同的境况。
But as we come towards this anniversary, I'm thinking, you know, why does this church exist?
那我们今天找中文庆呢，我们想要讨论为什么这个教会会在这里。
And it's always good in these times to just renew the foundations.
所以我觉得每一次中文庆的时候是一个很好的机会，我们来更新，我们来提醒自己，我们的基础是什么。
And ultimately, the church exists not to gather Christians to become better Christians.
这教会存在的原因，并不是我们想要把基督徒聚在一起，然后让我们自己变成更好的基督徒。
Not to help us all just have better lives.
并不是只是帮助我们，让我们的生命可以更好。
But the church exists because we need a savior.
那教会存在是因为我们需要一个救主。
The Bible says that Jesus came to seek and save those that are lost.
圣经上告诉我们说，耶稣来是因为他要寻求失丧的人，然后来拯救他们。
And before Jesus, you and I were spiritually and eternally lost.
在耶稣来之前，我们是在属灵上是失丧的，我们是没有盼望的。
And so ultimately, the purpose of this church and every church is to bring us to the Savior.
所以这个教会存在的原因，还有每一个教会存在的原因，都是一样的，就是我们要把失丧人带到耶稣面前。
And we're in the middle of this a series just going through the basic foundations of what it means to be a Christian.
那我们现在在讲一个系列当中，我们在讲说，身为基督徒，我们相信的一些基本基础的信念是什么？
To strengthen our understanding.
因为我们想要加强我们对这些事情的了解。
Because we see a lot of folks who come to church and they love the great community.
很多人来到教会，大家很喜欢我们在这边的社群。
They love the things that God does for their lives.
他们很喜欢神在他们生命中所做的一切。
They love the miraculous healings that they see.
他们也真的非常喜欢他们看到一些的奇迹跟医治。
The ways that God provides.
然后神怎么样供应给他们。
But then when things get tough, we often see they fall away from God.
但是当事情变得困难的时候，我常常看到有一些人就慢慢的远离神了。
Because their foundations in God are not strong.
因为他们在神里面的根基并没有很稳固。
And they don't understand how God uses every situation we walk through for our benefit.
他还没有了解到每一个我们所经历到的事情，神都可以把它使用它在我们生命中变成好的事情。
And so we've just been walking through the foundations of our Christian faith.
所以我们一直在探讨着我们基督作为基督徒一些根基是什么东西。
And today we're talking about one of the key foundations.
那今天我们要讲另外一个非常基础的一个信念。
Which is understanding what does salvation mean? What does it mean to be saved?
所以救恩是什么？得救是什么意思？
And so we're going to look at some of just a couple of things on what salvation means to us.
所以我们今天来探讨一下，说救恩对我们来说是什么意思？
Because Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
因为耶稣来是要拯救失丧的人。
And we as a church have that same call upon our lives.
我们身为教会，我们在生命中也是有一样的呼召。
This is why the church exists.
这就是为什么教会存在。
To minister salvation to those who are lost.
要帮助这些失丧的人，让他们得到救恩。
And so I'm going to look at this, the first truth about salvation.
所以我们要看第一个关于救恩的真理。
God planned salvation in eternity.
这边写神在永恒中计划了救赎。
What you and I are a part of is an eternal organization.
所以我们现在所在的一个组织是其实是一个永恒的组织。
And more than an organization, we are part of an eternal family.
但不只是一个组织，我们更是一个永恒的家庭。
Let's read the scripture together.
Okay, 我们可以来读这个经文。
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5.
以弗所书一章三到五节。
And what we'll do is we'll read one in English, then the next in Chinese, and the next in English.
Okay, 我们现在会轮流，就是我们一个经文用英文读，一个经文用中文读，这样公平。
All right, ready? Verse 3 in English. Blessed be the God and Father of our
Lord Jesus Christ,
who has blessed
us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
Verse 4 in Chinese.
Okay, 那第四节，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And then verse 5, we'll read together. You read in Chinese, I'll read in English.
Okay, 我们在第五节这一点。因为爱我们就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
Good job. All right. We're learning how to do this together.
对，我们要一起来合作，对吧
？English and Chinese.
中英文一起。
So here's what the Bible says.
好，这边是圣经告诉我们的。
We'll go back to the verse 3.
Okay, 我们先回到第三节来看。
God blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
神赐给我们是各样属灵的福气。
What God has in store for you is far beyond what you could ever measure or experience in this life.
神他想要给你的好处是你这一生都没办法全部了解，没办法全部经历的。
The Bible says God has made every spiritual blessing available to you and I.
那圣经上说，神他把一切属灵的祝福都给我们了。
That's something that's beyond what we could measure or describe.
这是超过我们能够描述、超过我们可以理解的。
Yeah, I missed last Sunday because I was back home in Hawaii at my niece's wedding.
那我上个礼拜不在这里，因为我在夏威夷，然后我的侄女她有一个婚礼。
And it was a beautiful sunset wedding right along the ocean.
它是在海边，在一个夕阳的有夕阳的婚礼。
And there's just something about the ocean that attracts our attention because of the beauty and the vastness of the ocean.
我觉得因为海可能它的海洋真的广大，就是很吸引我们觉得很美。
And when you look at the ocean, there's more water there than you or I could ever experience or drink or consume or see in a lifetime.
你在看这个大海里面所用的这个水是超过我们能够理解。我们一辈子都没办法去知道到底海里面有多少的水。
And a few weeks ago, my wife and I and her sister, we took a hike up to Alisan.
那几个礼拜前呢，我跟我的太太还有她的家人，我们到阿里山上。
And we are early in the morning up in the mountains where there's no city and no lights, and we saw the stars. It's just amazing how many stars there are in the sky.
那我们上山那时候是完全没有光害的，是晚上，然后我们看到是天上是有多非常多的星星。
And the Bible says that God's blessings for us are more vast than the ocean.
那圣经上说，神给我们祝福是比海洋还要更广大的。
And greater in number than the stars in the sky.
然后比天上的星星还要更多的。
And this is the salvation that God plans for you and I.
那这是神所为我们预备的救恩。
It's not just about escaping hell and having an eternal destination.
那并不是说哦，我只是逃离了地狱，然后我跟上天堂这样子。
But it's about becoming part of God's family and all that He has becoming available to you and I.
但其实我们可以进入神的家庭，他所有、他所一切所拥有的都是我们的。
Verse 4 says this.
那第四节。
He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world.
神在创立世界以前就在基督里面拣选了我们。
Salvation is not only vast and indescribable; it's also eternal.
救恩不只是非常我们无法理解，救恩也是永恒的。
In other words.Before this world ever existed, God planned for you and I this salvation for you and I.
所以这边说是在神创造世界之前，神就已经计划了我们这个救赎。
So eternal doesn't mean just that we will live with God forever. It means that before there was time and after there was time, through all of eternity, God planned.Salvation for you and I.
永恒并不是只是说我们可以跟神永远在一起，这也是意味着说在创造世界之前，在时间开始之前，神就已经要准备拯救我们，让我们进入他的家庭。
And so God calling us together as a church to be ministers of salvation is part of His eternal plan.
那神把我呼召成教会，想要让我们去分享他的救恩，其实这也是他永恒的计划。
When I was in Hawaii, one of my small group members was passing through Hawaii at the same time.
那我在夏威夷的时候，刚好我有个小组的成员，他那时候也刚好在夏威夷。
And so of course I'm in the middle of all these wedding plans and family reunion things.
当时我是很忙的，因为我们很多 家庭的一些事情，然后还有婚礼。
But we were able to grab breakfast one morning.
但是有一天早上我们有时间，就是我们会面，我们吃了个早餐。
And so we went to this sports club that's right on the beach in Waikiki.
那时候我们去了一个就是在岛屿然后海边的一个俱乐部。
And it's a famous sports club. They've had over 30 Olympians come out of that club.
是个非常有名这个运动的俱乐部，然后有超过30个奥运选手从那边出来。
And that club has existed since the early, I think, since 1906.
那这个俱乐部据说是从1906年就已经在那边了。
And there's something about longevity that attracts all of us.
那这种很长久的这个历史的吸引着我们。
You see that you go to a restaurant and it says since 1920.
但是有时候你去一个餐厅，他就说是1925年的老店。
Or you go to another restaurant, we've been serving people for 25 years.
或是你去另外一家店，说哦，这是25年、35年、40年老店。
And we equate something that's been around for a long time with something that has value.
对，我们觉得只要是历史悠久的东西，我们知道这个是很有价值的。
God's kingdom，
神他的国度呢？
His plan of salvation.
他救赎的计划呢？
His plan for this church.
他为给这个教会的计划。
Has been around since eternity.
是从永恒之前就已经有了。
So there's value.
所以这个价值你能想象。
In being a part of God's plan.
我们在参与在神他的计划里面。
To bring salvation.
我们就要把救恩带到这个世界上。
And that's why this church exists.
这就是为什么教会存在。
To bring salvation to people who don't know Christ.
我们要把救恩带给那些还不认识耶稣基督的人。
So you and I, we're not just Pastor Casey's idea.
所以我们这些人呢，不只是光正牧师的一些主意、一些想法而已。
We're not just here because Terry and I want to lead a church.
我们在这边并不是因为我跟师母我们想要带领一个教会而已。
We're here because there are people who need to know and experience the goodness of God.
我们在这边是因为我们知道很多人还是需要经历到神他的大爱。
God didn't make all of His goodness available to us just for our own consumption.
神他让给我们他的良善，并不是让我们自己去使用自己满足而已。
But he did it so that we could share that goodness with others.
他给了我们，是因为我们也可以把这个良善分享给大家。
You and I, we're called to do what Jesus did.
你跟我呢，我们被呼召是要做耶稣所做的事情。
To demonstrate the goodness of God.
我们要展示神他是多么的良善。
And what I love about this is the Bible says that in love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself.
他这边又说，因为爱我们，他就预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
See, God calls us together to be a part of His family.
神把我们呼召在一起，是要成为他的家人。
And there's something special about family coming together.
但是在家人聚在一起的时候是很特别的时候。
When I was home for this wedding, a marriage is one of the ways that God brings us into new family.
那我那时候看到这个婚礼是神的一个方法，就是让两边变成结合成为一个家庭。
And adoption is another way.
那领养呢，也是另外一个方式让两边成为家庭。
And God invites us into His family in both ways.
那神邀请我们进入他的家庭呢，其实是两者都是。
God's chosen you and I to be adopted into His family.
神拣选了我们，我们成为被领养成为他的儿女。
Turn to your neighbor and tell him God wanted you.
你可以跟左右邻居说，神他是想要你的。
See, that's why in church we often call each other brother and sister because we've been adopted into God's family.
那为什么我们教会常常会称彼此为弟兄姐妹？是因为我们都是在神的家庭里面。
Turn to your neighbor and say hello, brother, hello, sister.
可以再跟你的左右邻居说 hello, 弟兄兄弟姐妹。
But God's also chosen us as His bride to be married into His family.
但是神他也拣选我们成为耶稣的新妇，就是可以结婚进入这个家庭里面。
And as a family were gathering there in Hawaii for this wedding celebration, I mean, it was a celebration that lasted for days.
那时候我们在夏威夷庆祝这个婚礼，我们庆祝好几天。
And there was food.
然后就很多好吃的食物。
And there's music.
然后还有音乐。
And there's dancing.
还有跳舞。
And it's a celebration.
这是一个庆贺。
Because it's a welcoming of people into a new family.
因为我们在庆祝就是两个家庭结合。 合为一。
And the Bible says every time that someone gets saved, there's a celebration in heaven.
那神说，当每一次有人得救的时候，在天堂就是有这样子的一个庆贺。
Because a new person is being welcomed into the family.
有一个新的人被邀请进入到神的家庭里面。
And this is what it means to be church.
这就是作为教会的意义。
That we're called to provide family.
我们被呼召是要我们要给大家一个成为家庭的机会。
And as family, sometimes we don't always get along.
有时候身为家人，我们并不是每一次永远都很喜欢对方。
I've had many fights with my brothers and sisters.
我跟我的兄弟姐妹，我们常常是会吵架的。
But we're committed.
但是我们是彼此委身，彼此有做这个承诺。
And we do life together.
然后我们就一起生活。
And we sharpen each other.
然后我们一起来磨练彼此。
And we have fun and celebrate together.
然后我们也一起玩，我们一起庆祝。
And we make fun of each other.
然后我们也会彼此开玩笑。
But that's part of the joy.
但这就是成为家庭的喜乐之一嘛。
Church was never meant to be this club where we all try to, you know, put on a face for each other.
教会并不是像一个社团呢，我们永远就是要就是把自己打扮得很好。
But it's meant to be a family where we can really be ourselves with each other.
这是一个家庭，我们可以彼此做自己。
Where we get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly together.
是我们看到好的，也看到不好的，都没关系。
And we walk with each other through our highest moments.
我们彼此同行，我们在好的时候。
And our lowest moments.
也有在不好的时候。
God saves people by grace through faith.
那这边第二点提到说，神的救恩是本乎恩，也因着信。
All that means is that God loves us.
这什么意思呢？意思是神他爱我们。
And therefore he favors us.
所以他让我们蒙恩，蒙他的恩。
He wants to give us his best.
他想要把最好的都给我们。
And he does it for free.
然后他是白白的给我们。
And that's what grace means.
这就是恩典的意思。
That God freely gives us his best.
神白白的赐给我们他最好的东西。
But we receive it through faith.
但是我们领受是靠着信心。
And faith means trust.
信心就是我们信任一个人。
The wedding of my niece, she and her husband, they made vows to each other.
所以在我侄女的婚礼呢，她跟她的先生他们就彼此的交换了誓言。
And as they made these vows to share love and life with each other, it's based on a foundation of trusting in these vows.
他们在交换誓言的时候，为什么是这个誓言是建造在他们彼此拥有的这个信任
？Trusting in the relationship that they were embarking on.
他们信任彼此在这个新的关系中。
And so we learn to trust Jesus.
所以我们学习来信任耶稣。
Salvation is that trust, that knowing that even when things are not the best, we know that God has our best in mind.
我们信任神是说，即使事情看起来好像不太妙、不太顺利，但是我们还是相信他把最好的给我们。
Because in life, people, all of us will face ups and downs.
所以在生命中，我们一定会有高低起伏。
But salvation is God walking with us through the ups and downs.
救恩呢，就是神与我们同行，不管是高山还是低谷。
So that in every situation, He can work His purposes in our lives.
在每一个情况中，神他都可以在我们生命中成全他的旨意。
Because His purposes are always good and always out of love.
因为他的旨意永远都是好的，永远都是出自于爱。
And as a church, we are also to be ministers of salvation.
那身为教会呢，我们也是要把这个救恩分享出去。
Which means we freely offer our favor towards others.
所以我们也是白白的把我们自己的好东西来分享给其他人。
We love them, we like them, even before we know them.
我们在还不认识对方的时候，我们就爱他们，我们就邀请他们。
See, this is what God did for us in salvation.
这就是神在救恩里面对我们做的事情。
When God calls us to be ministers of salvation, we follow in His footsteps.
当神呼召我们去分享救恩的时候，我们是跟随他的脚步。
You see, when Jesus came, He didn't say, "Come join the church."
神耶稣来的时候，他并没有说，来加入我的教会。
He didn't say, "Come and get saved."
他并没有来说，来然后得救。
He said, "Come and follow me."
他说，来跟随我。
And what Jesus does is He is the expression of God's goodness towards us.
耶稣是什么意思？耶稣他就是他展现说神对我们是多么的良善。
And so our job is to be the expression of God's goodness to others.
那我们该做什么呢？我们也是要做一样，我们要让其他人看见神的良善。
Even before we know them or they know us.
甚至在彼此还不太认识的时候。
And sometimes that can be difficult.
有的时候这是不容易的。
But I'll tell you what's more difficult.
但是我告诉你们什么更不容易
is when we get to know each other.
其实我们当我们真的认识彼此的时候
and we start to see the junk that's in each other.
我们看到彼此之间有些不太好的东西
and then we still gotta love and like each other.
但是我们还是要学习怎么样爱对方
because that's what salvation is.
因为这就是救恩
Salvation is God sees our sin and our brokenness.
因为救恩就是神看见我们的破碎我们的罪
And he walks alongside us.
但是他还是与我们同行。
He chases after us.
他一直在我们后面追赶着我们跑。
And even in our sin, he reaches out and says, "I want you to be part of my family."
甚至在我们在犯罪的时候，在最终的时候，他还说，我希望你成为我的家人。
So turn to someone who you don't know and say, "Hey, I like you."
所以你可以做左右邻居，找一个不认识的人说，哎，我喜欢你哦。
I don't know you, but I like you.
我不认识你，但是我是喜欢你的，好吗？
That's what salvation looks like.
这就是救恩。
That's what we're called to be as a church.
我们呼召这个教会也是该这样子。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
啊，就是说你们得救是本乎恩。
And this is not your own doing; it's a gift of God, not of works.
这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，不是出于行为。
None of us can boast.
免得有人自夸。
None of us are here because we're so good.
所以我们在这边不是因为我们自己多厉害。
None of us are here because of what we've done.
我们没有人在这边是因为我们做了什么很棒的事情。
We're here part of this family because of what Jesus has done.
我们在这边成为家庭是因为耶稣所做的事情。
The Holy Spirit regenerates us, lost and sinful people.
那第三点，圣灵使失丧的罪人重生。
When the goodness of God and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, why don't you read in Chinese?
Okay, 第五节啊，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜爱圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神，借着耶稣基督。
Whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. We have the Holy Spirit working to renew us.
那是我们有圣灵呢，圣灵他在让我们重生。
In other words, salvation means we have a new start.
所以救恩的意思是我们有一个新的开始。
And the broken parts of our lives can not only be healed but be renewed.
我们生命中破碎的地方不只是被医治，是可以得到重生，是可以得到更新的。
And if you've ever felt like, man, I just need a restart.
你有没有觉得哦，我需要一个新的开始？
I need a fresh beginning.
我需要一个就重新开始的机会。
This is what salvation offers.
救恩给我们的也是这个。
And as a church, we never want to get people stuck in their past.
所以在救恩在教会中，我们不想要一个人就是永远都卡在自己的过去里面。
We never want to judge people according to the mistakes they've made or their worst parts.
我们不想要用一个人过去所犯的错来论断他。
But we want to say God has a new start for you.
但是我们要说神他给这个人是有一个新的开始。
This is what salvation is.
这就是救恩。
As believers, we're united with Christ.
现在我们讲信徒是与基督合一的。
I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Okay.
Jesus means to live with us.
耶稣他想要跟我们一起，住在我们里面。
He brings us into his family and starts a new family.
他邀请我们进入他的家庭，这就变成一个新的家庭。
We've been married to Christ.
我们是跟耶稣结婚结合的。
And so we live together as one now with Christ.
所以我们现在生活是跟耶稣基督一起生活。
This is how family is meant to function together.
这就是家庭运作的方式嘛。
We're to be a demonstration of what it means to be one with Christ and one with each other.
我们是要示范我们跟耶稣合一，跟彼此合一是什么意思。
And we're to reflect that to the world around us.
我们要让世界上看到这是什么意思。
That's why as a church, we want to be a reflection of what it means to be true family.
所以我们身为一个教会，我们要反映出什么叫做真正的家庭。
Yesterday, with our Chinese congregation, we had a marriage seminar.
昨天呢，我们中文堂我们有一个婚姻的课程。
Where Pastor Timothy taught, this is how the Bible teaches us to be family together.
那提摩太牧师跟我们分享说，作为一个家庭是什么意思
？And as a church, our goal is to have strong families.
那身为教会，我们希望是有一个很稳定的、很稳固的家庭关系。
That's why today we highlighted ministry across generations.
其实是为什么我们今天刚刚有分享了不同世代的事工在做什么？
Because we want to be able to demonstrate to the community around us what it looks like to be true family.
因为我想要反映给周围的社群看，说我们身为家庭是什么意思。
To have strong marriages.
我们有美好的婚姻。
To have strong families.
我们有很稳固的家庭关系。
To be a place where young and old can come together.
是我们这个群体是不管是年老年少都可以在一起的。
Last but not least.
Okay, 最后一点。
Salvation means that God credits righteousness to us.
救恩什么意思？神就是神将公义归于信徒。
Why don't we read this in the
好，我用中文来读这一节《罗马书》三章二十一节。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
So our righteousness has nothing to do with us being the ones who keep rules.
所以我们的公义其实跟我们自己守规矩是完全没有关系的。
So much of religion is us trying to be good and trying to keep the rules.
有时候在宗教的精神里面，我们想说，我们就是要守规矩，我们就是要做好人。
But as in God's salvation, it's not about keeping the rules.
但是在神的救恩里面，其实跟守规矩无关。
He imparts righteousness to us.
他给我们他自己的公义。
And it's the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe.
他就是给任何一切相信的人，我们都可以得到耶稣基督的公义。
Our righteousness comes because we trust in Jesus' righteousness.
我们有公义，是因为我们相信耶稣他的公义。
If you're like me, sometimes my life is a mess.
你如果跟我一样，我有时候我的生活是很乱的。
There are times when I look at myself and man, I'm just these different areas in life where I'm just not cutting it.
我想说，我生命中各个部分真的，我觉得真的不太好。
And I'm so thankful that my acceptance in God, my salvation is not based on my ability to keep up.
但是我真的非常感谢，因为我的救恩并不是关乎我自己做得多好。
That my salvation is not based on my performance.
我的救恩跟我的表现无关。
But simply my trust in Jesus.
但其实跟我信任耶稣有关。
It's not what I do.
是不是关乎我做什么。
It's what he's done.
是他做了什么。
And this is what we celebrate when we celebrate salvation.
所以我们在庆祝救恩的时候，我们是庆祝这一点。
This is why as a church, we don't measure each other based on what we do.
所以我们身为一个教会，我们并不是彼此看别人表现来论断对方。
We love because we're family.
我们彼此相爱是因为我们是家人。
You're accepted here because of what Jesus has done.
你在这边能够被接纳，是因为耶稣所做的一切。
And so today, as we close our anniversary service, we're going to celebrate what Jesus has done.
所以我们今天在做结尾的时候，我们一起来庆祝耶稣所做的一切。
Because that's why we're family.
这是为什么我们可以成为家人。
That's why we're Christians.
这是为什么我们可以成为基督徒。
That's why we're a church.
这就是为什么我们是教会。
So would you go ahead and take your communion elements?
Okay, 所以我邀请你拿圣餐的这个饼跟杯。
Here at Every Nation Taipei, we invite everybody to take communion with us.
Okay, 我们在万民教会，我们是邀请每一个人都可以一起领圣餐。
Because communion is a meal that we share with Jesus.
因为圣餐是我们跟耶稣所分享的一餐。
And in honor of Him.
那我们也是要纪念荣耀他。
You see, none of us does communion because of who we are, what we've done.
没有人，我们这边没有人领圣餐，是因为我们自己做了什么很好的事情。
But communion is based on what Jesus has done.
圣餐是关乎耶稣所做的。
And the Bible says that every time that we take communion, we celebrate what Jesus has done.
圣经上说，当我们每次领圣餐的时候，我们是庆祝耶稣所做的一切。
Because it's only His broken body that makes us whole.
因为只有他破碎的身体让我们能够得到完全。
It's only His shed blood that makes us clean.
只有他流出来的血可以洁净我们。
It's not what we've done.
并不是我们做了什么。
It's not because we've been righteous.
也不是因为我们自己有多公义。
But He's the one who makes us righteous.
但是他是那位让我们成为义的人。
And our salvation comes because we trust Him.
但我们有救恩是因为我们信任他。
And we trust His work in our lives.
我们信任他在我们生命中所做的一切。
And we trust His work in the lives of others.
那我们也信任他在其他人的生命中动工。
So when we come together as a church, we're not here judging each other.
所以我们在教会聚集的时候，我们不要彼此论断。
Who's worthy of salvation?
我们要说谁要配得救恩。
Who's worthy of communion?
谁配得领这个圣餐。
We all come as sinners saved by the grace of God.
我们来就是因为我们都是罪人，但是我们是因信称义。
And our trust is not that we're good enough. Our trust is in that He was good enough.
我们的信心并不是觉得自己够好，我们是相信耶稣他够好。
And so Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed,
耶稣他在被卖的那夜,
he took the bread,
他拿起了饼,
and he broke it.
然后他就拨开了这个饼,
and he said, "This bread is my body."
他说这个饼是我的身体,
it's broken for you.
是为你所舍, 为你破碎的。
And he said, as often as you eat this bread,
他说每逢你去吃这个饼的时候,
we're to remember what he's done for us.
你要纪念耶稣所做的一切,
the sacrifice of his broken body,
他为我们舍去自己的身体,
so that you and I could be made whole.
他破碎的身体让我们得到完全。
So Father, today we thank you for the gift of Jesus.
天父，我们今天就是感谢你赐给我们耶稣这么棒的礼物。
His broken body,
他破碎的身体。
That ministers healing to us.
赐给我们医治。
Father, may you restore our physical bodies.
天父，来医治我们肉身。
May you restore the relationships that make us one body.
你也医治我们肢体中的关系。
Through your broken body on the cross.
透过你在十字架上破碎的身体。
We give thanks.
我们来感谢你。
And we partake.
我们来领用这个饼。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Let's eat the bread together.
Okay, 我们现在领用这个饼。
Scripture says that in the same way Jesus took the cup.
圣经上说，饭后他也照样拿起了这一杯。
And he said, "This cup." Is my new promise, my new covenant, my new contract with you.
他说这个杯，这个是我在我血里面跟你立的新约。
The Bible says that this new covenant is that Jesus will come and he'll cleanse us of our sins.
这个新约是说耶稣他会来从把我们的罪洗净。
It doesn't matter how badly you've messed up.
是不管你今天做的搞砸多么的糟糕。
Jesus' blood is more than enough.
耶稣的宝血是足够的。
And so when we come together as a family,
就当我们身为一个家庭聚在一起的时候,
we're all sinners,
我们都是罪人,
washed by the blood of Christ.
但是我们是被耶稣的血所洗净。
And so our love for God,
所以我们对神的爱呢,
and our love for each other,
对彼此的爱呢,
is not based on who we are,
这并不是关乎我们自己是什么样子的人,
but based on the blood of Jesus that washes us clean.
但是关乎耶稣他的宝血洗净了我们。
Jesus' covenant with us is that He'll give us new hearts.
耶稣的新约是他要给我们颗新的心。
Hearts that are able to receive and to give love.
能够领受那个能够分享的这颗心。
See, that's the remarkable thing about the body of Christ.
但是我觉得神的肢体就是这么的奇妙。
Scripture says that even our enemies we can love.
圣经上说，其实是即便是我们仇敌，我们也可以爱对方。
Because of the blood of Jesus.
因为耶稣的宝血。
So Father, we thank you for the shed blood of Jesus.
是我们跟天父，我们感谢你，因为耶稣赐给我们他的宝血。
Poured out for us.
为我们所流出。
To wash us clean of our sin.
把我们的罪都洗净。
To give us new hearts.
给我们颗新的心。
So Father, now as we partake.
天父，当我们领受这个杯的时候，请你祝福这杯。
May it cleanse and renew us.
来洗净更新我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们请领用这一杯。
Would you stand?
Okay, 我们邀请你一同站立。
As we close the service, we just want to celebrate God's goodness.
我们今天在结束的时候，我们就想要庆祝神他是多么的良善。
His amazing gift of salvation.
他给我们的救恩是多么棒的礼物。
Because all of us need saving.
因为每一个人都需要得救。
We all find ourselves in situations where we need help.
我们每一个人都会有这种情况，是我们需要帮助的。
And so Jesus comes as Savior.
所以耶稣他来是要做我们的救主。
Whatever your position or condition is today.
他不管你们今天在什么样子的情况里面。
Whatever fears or challenges are in your life.
不管你们今天有什么样子的恐惧，有什么样子的挑战。
Jesus offers you salvation.
耶稣他给你的是他的救恩。
And for some of you, you don't know, your eternity is insecure.
所以对你们有些人来说，你觉得你永恒的这个命运是不确定的。
You may not know would I go to heaven or hell if I were to die.
所以你可能不确定，如果今天死了，我会去天堂还是地狱。
Today Jesus offers you salvation.
今天耶稣他给你的是救恩。
That you can be sure of your eternal destiny.
是可以很确定你永恒会在哪里。
Others of you, it's just situations that you faced here.
其他人可能就是现在遇到一些状况。 望。
You feel like I don't know what my future is.
你想说哦，我不知道未来会发生什么事情。
But you feel like I don't know if this relationship can ever be restored.
我不知道哦，这个关系能不能被恢复。
Or you feel like I don't know where my next provision is coming from.
我不知道我下一次我所需要的会不会给我。
Jesus wants to come to you.
耶稣他想要来到你面前。
He wants to come alongside you.
他想要跟你一起同行。
He wants to save you from your circumstance.
他想要从你把你从这些情况里面拯救出来。
More importantly, he wants to transform you in the midst of your circumstance.
但是更重要的是，他想要在不管什么情况里，他想要转变你。
Would you bow your heads with me?
我请你一同来低头。
Jesus, today we thank you for the great gift of salvation.
耶稣，我们今天感谢你，因为你给我们救恩这个礼物。
That comes to us through grace.
那是因为恩典来到我们当中。
Your free gift to us.
你是给我们白白的礼物。
Received through faith.
是透过信心领受的。
Our trust in you.
我们跟对你的信心。
This gift of salvation that cleanses us from our sins.
这个救恩的礼物是洗净我们的罪。
This gift of salvation that heals the broken places of our heart.
这个救恩的礼物也是能够洁净我们心里面的破碎。
This gift of salvation that brings the blessings of heaven into our lives.
这个救恩把天上一切的祝福带到我们生命中。
This gift of salvation that makes us your sons and daughters.
这个救恩让我们成为你的儿女。
This gift of salvation that makes us the focus of your love.
这个救恩让我们成为你爱的中心。
Father, today we repent of our sins.
主啊，今天我们为我们罪悔改。
Our selfishness.
还有我们的自私。
Our greed.
还有我们的贪婪。
We say, Father, forgive us of our sins.
说主啊，天父啊，请原谅我们的罪。
Let us not only be recipients of salvation, but may we minister salvation to others.
不要让我们只领受救恩，也要让我们帮助我们去分享救恩。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
向祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, today as we close, yeah, let's give God a hand for His
salvation. Okay, 我们可以继续给神这个鼓掌。
Our prayer for you is that you would walk in the blessing of God.
但是我们给你们祝福是，你会在神的祝福中行走。
You would experience His salvation in new ways this week.
你这个礼拜会感受用新的方式去经历他的救恩。
But also that you administer that salvation to others.
但是你也可以把这个救恩分享给其他人。
That others would experience the goodness and the love of God through your life.
那因为别人也可以透过你的生命去经历到神他的良善跟他的大爱。
Have a great week.
Thank you for listening.We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.